Page 20. B. The USA.
Area: 9,631,420 square kilometers. Population: 316,669,000. Capital: Washington, D.C. Major cities: New York City, New York. Los Angeles, California. Chicago, Illinois. Language: English and Spanish. Currency: U.S. dollar. Highest point: Mount McKinley, 6,194 meters. Lowest point: Death Valley, minus 86 meters. Longest river: Mississippi River, 3,780 kilometers. Largest lake: Lake Superior. National day: Independence Day, 4th of July. National flower: the rose.
The country: the United States of America consists of 50 states. The last two states to be admitted to the Union were Alaska and Hawaii, which both became part of the USA in 1959. The country covers an area of nearly 10 million square kilometers and is the world's third largest country. The states vary considerably in size, from tiny Rhode Island, often called Little Rhodey, to Alaska, which is bigger than Great Britain, France, and Spain combined. The capital of the United States is Washington, D.C., which is not located in a state, but in an area called District of Columbia. The USA borders Canada in the north and Mexico in the south. The climate varies from Arctic in Alaska to tropical in Hawaii and Florida, so there may well be a snowstorm in North Dakota at the same time as people are enjoying a sunny day at the beach in Southern California. The west coast of the USA borders the Pacific Ocean, and the east coast faces the Atlantic Ocean. The distance from New York to Los Angeles is approximately 4,000 kilometers and covers four time zones. It is often said that everything is bigger in the USA. This is probably not far from the truth. Some of the world's largest mountain ranges, largest lakes, and longest rivers can be found here. And some of the trees are among the tallest, widest, and oldest in the world. The weather conditions in the USA can be extreme. In the Midwest, tornadoes strike on a regular basis, and the hurricanes along the Atlantic coast and in the Gulf of Mexico are often devastating. These areas are hit by hurricanes every year, but rarely as hard as by the 2005 Hurricane Katrina, which caused a major flood, leaving the city of New Orleans underwater. Tragically, many people lost their lives, and thousands of residents became homeless as a result.
Wildlife: which animal belongs where? Match the pictures with the descriptions and find out what the animals are called.
A. This animal is hunted for its soft brown fur. The entrance of its dwelling is underwater.
B. The weather conditions in the far north are harsh. This animal has adapted to the cold and inhospitable environment in which it lives.
C. The name of this animal sounds similar to the color gray. However, it may be brown, silver, or nearly black. You would not want to meet it out on a Sunday hike.
D. This is a common animal in Europe, but the expression "everything is bigger in the USA" applies here too. This tall brown animal is related to the deer and the reindeer.
E. Are you afraid of this animal? Many people are. It lives in the southernmost parts of the USA. It makes a special sound with the tip of its tail.
F. The Norwegian name for this animal implies that it likes to clean itself.
G. The English name for this animal tells us that it is dangerous. Together with its relatives, this big creature often kills animals much bigger than itself.
H. This animal is a predator. It is often tawny in color, and it can outrun most other animals.
In light of the rising frequency of conflicts between humans and grizzly bears, the Montana Department of Fish and Game is advising hikers, hunters, and fishermen to take extra precautions and keep alert for bears while in the field. We advise that outdoorsmen should wear noisy little bells on their clothing so as to not startle bears that aren't expecting them, a spokesman said. We also advise outdoorsmen to carry pepper spray with them in case of an encounter with a bear. It is also a good idea to watch out for fresh signs of bear activity. Outdoorsmen should recognize the difference between black bear and grizzly bear paw prints and scat. A grizzly bear's paw is larger, and its claws are longer than that of a black bear. Black bear scat contains lots of berries and squirrel fur. Grizzly bear scat has little bells in it and smells like pepper.
The people. The USA is a nation of immigrants. The first Europeans in America were predominantly white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Gradually, people from all parts of the world emigrated to America. They came from a multitude of ethnic backgrounds and had a variety of religious beliefs. Today, the USA is a multicultural society, a true nation of nations. The American Indians, who lived in North America before the Europeans started colonizing the continent, are now a small minority group. They currently make up less than 1% of the U.S. population. The Hispanics, a group made up of Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, and other Latin American nationalities, are the largest minority group. The second largest minority group is the African Americans. Many of these people have two identities. They are Americans, but they also have strong ties to the country they emigrated from. They are therefore often called African Americans, Italian Americans, Irish Americans, and so on. Norwegian Americans are no exception. They keep their Norwegian and Scandinavian traditions alive through Scandinavian festivals, Norwegian Christmas celebrations, folk art exhibitions, and language courses.
The government. The USA is a republic. The head of state is the president, who is elected for 4 years. A president may be re-elected only once. The official residence of the president is the White House, which is in Washington, D.C. The USA would not be a democracy, however, if the president had all the power. Political power is divided between the president, the Congress, the Supreme Court. The president. The president is the official head of state and the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. The president is also head of the political party he or she represents, either the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. The president, along with his or her secretaries, are the executive power of the USA, which means that they are responsible for carrying out U.S. politics.
The USA has always been a republic. It is often said that the closest America has been to having a royal family was during the presidency of John F. Kennedy, 1961 to 1963. He was the youngest president ever and the first Catholic U.S. president. Kennedy was immensely popular. If he was regarded almost as a king, his wife, Jacqueline, was undoubtedly the uncrowned queen of America. She was the youngest first lady ever, and her beauty and elegance were striking. Tragically, John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, on the 22nd of November, 1963. The whole world, not just America, was left in shock. Never again have a president of the USA and his first lady been so popular. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis died in 1994 and was buried next to her husband at the Arlington National Cemetery. The Congress. The U.S. Congress is divided into the House of Representatives and the Senate. The president cannot put any policies into effect without the consent of the Congress. It is the Congress that controls the money the president needs to carry out his or her politics. Sometimes, Congress stops the president's political plans because they disagree with them, or because they think they cost too much money. Congress also makes the laws of the USA.
The Supreme Court. It is not always clear exactly what the lawmakers meant when they made a law, especially if the law is very old. One of the important roles of the Supreme Court is therefore to interpret laws. Sometimes they find that a law violates the Constitution. Such a law will then be invalidated.
Federal and state government. The government in Washington is called the federal government, and it decides on matters that concern the whole nation. Every state also has its own state government that decides on matters concerning the state only. The chief of the state government is the governor. He or she is elected for 4 years at a time.